Our story today is called Wranglers and Stranglers. Many years ago, there was a group of brilliant young men at the University of Wisconsin. The group of men seemed to have an amazing literary talent. They were extraordinary in their ability to create with words. These promising young men met regularly to read and critique each other's writing. These men were merciless when they criticized one another. They dissected the most minute of expressions and offered tough and even mean criticism to each other's work. Their meeting sessions became harsh arenas of literary criticism, and the members of this exclusive club began to call themselves the Stranglers. Not to be excluded from the opportunity to expand their literary skills, a group of female writers at the university started a club of their own, one comparable to the Stranglers. The members called themselves the Wranglers. The members of the club, too, presented their literary pieces in front of each other, but the feedback from the members was much softer, more positive, and more encouraging. Every effort from a member, even the most feeble, was encouraged by all. After 20 years, a university alum was doing a study of his classmates' careers when he noticed a huge difference in the accomplishments of the Stranglers and the Wranglers. Among all the brilliant young men in the Stranglers, none had made any significant literary achievements. But the Wranglers had several successful writers and some renowned national literary stars. The talent and the education between the two groups was almost the same. There was not a significant difference, but you see, the Stranglers strangled each other, while the Wranglers gave each other a lift. The Stranglers created an atmosphere of contention and self-doubt, while the Wranglers brought out the best in each other. From St. Paul in 2 Thessalonians 5:11, "Therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you're doing." Thanks for joining us on the Glenn Story Corner podcast. Hear Glenn Story Corner live at 6:55 a.m. Central on the Relevant Radio Network. And if you have a Glenn Story Corner suggestion, email us at morningair@relevantradio.com.